America, if I destroy you, am I at fault?
No.
How would I be at fault? Would I be at fault? Would I be at fault if I decide to destroy you, America? You say there is none like us. You say there is none like us. There is none like us, and you forget that there is only one that is high and lofty. You forget that there is only one that is high and lofty, and there is only one that is terrible. You are proud. America, you are proud. Proud for nothing. You are pompous for nothing. America, you are arrogant for nothing. America, you know nothing. You know nothing. You know nothing. Oh, you rebellious, rebellious children. Rebellious, rebellious children. Ah, ah, you have deserted me. You have deserted me. You have diverted even from the things that I have founded. You have opened your legs for everything to defile you. America, America, America. If I destroy you, will I be guilty? Will I be guilty? Will I be guilty? Will they say that the God of creation is guilty? You came before me. You poked your hands into my eyes. And you say, what can you do now? And you say, what can you do now? You say, I am not ruling good enough. You decided to take laws into your hands. America, 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 I weep for you. I weep for you. I weep for you. For when I start with you, none will deliver you out of my hand. When I begin with you, none will be able, none will be able, none will be able to deliver you out of my hand. Ah, you rebellious children, America, a nation that is proud for nothing. You put thyself upon the pedestal. I will bring you down. I will bring you down. I will cut your wings. I will destroy your pride. I will cut off your resources. America, who do you think you are? Fighting against the God of creation, my children. If it's not for the prayers of the true saints, even the church has defiled the reason of being intercessors, even the very church. Even the very church has opened their legs for defilement. And you say, come and save us, come and save us. Save you from whom? Church, answer, save you from whom? When you have the power, you misused it. When you have authority, church, you misused it. Ah, church, church, church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This wasn't what the church was found on. Too much insult. Too much insult. Too much insult. Disobedience of the highest degree. Competition. Backbiting. Arrogance. Backbiting. Pride. Show off in the church. I am angry, my people. My people, I am angry, I am angry. I am wroth against this nation. I am wroth against America. If she's not careful, I will set her up. I will set her up, and I will give her up. I will give her up for a ruler that will not respect me. If she's not careful, defilement. Can you smell defilement in every corner of this nation? Can you smell defilement? Can you smell sin? Sin all over. Sin all over. And they say, God, come and save us. The church has the nerve to say, God, come and save us. I only have a few. I only have a few that I can call my own. I can only call very few my own. Very few my own. Very few. Only a handful my own. Where are the John the Baptist? Where are they? Where are they? Why aren't they crying out? Why aren't they going to the corners of the streets? Are they afraid of losing their lives? The time has come, my children. The hour has come that I need trumpeters. I need trumpeters. I need those that will raise their voices like a trumpet and will say to the nation, repent. People that will count not their lives, but will give it up for the sake of the gospel. Ah! The hour has come. The hour has come, my children. The hour has come that you will see the battle in the realm of the physical between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Ah, the hour has come. The hour has come, my people. The hour has come indeed. Yes, I am the Word. I am the Lord. I am the Lion and the Lamb. Yes, yes, I will arise in America as a lion. The hour has come. I have played the Lamb for her. I have played the lamb for her. but I'm getting ready to demonstrate myself as a lion, because she has defiled herself. She has defiled herself, and instead of the body to lead the people, the world is leading the church. And they cried, and they wailed, and they mourned, but I'm not hearing, because they are all full of iniquity. They are full of deception themselves. They are full of pride and arrogance. Yes, they are full of lies and hypocrisy. The church says, some say, the Lord does not speak. We can only live here on earth. But I say to them, I will visit the church. I will bring discipline to the church. I will begin to slay the useless furniture. Yes, I will cause those things that are not useful in my body to fall out, that I may use the true army in this end time. The time of praying is over. The time of playing church is over. Where? Where is the church when fingers are being poked in my eyes? Where are the church? Where are the people? Where are my people who are really truly called by my name? Where are they? Where are they? They were silent. They were afraid to speak. They are afraid to stand up. They are afraid of their life. Look at thy brethren being slain every day in all the nations. America, what happened to the church? What happened to the church here? What happened to the body here? What happened? What has happened unto you? Who has bewitched you, O you church? Why can't you stand up for righteousness? Why can't you stand up for purity? Why don't you come to me for strategies? Church is busy. Busy fighting each other. Busy competing. Busy seeing who has the highest number of people. And you are leading the people to hell. O ye church. O ye church. Backsliding children. Come back unto me. Come back unto me. Lest I slay you. Because I will not be merciful unto him that fall into these terrible hands of Jehovah. Will not be saved. America, get ready. Get ready for a shaking. Get ready for a shaking that you have never seen before, because you are too proud. I will bring down the proud. I will bring down to the lowest dust the proud. You are proud and you say, no one can touch our resources. Oh, yes. I will make the land a dry one. I will refuse to give thee water. I will dry you up. And then you will know that there is a God that rules over the affairs of creation. Oh, you America proud, playing the harlotry. You allowed everything and anything. You chew on everything and anything. You allow yourselves to be defiled. America, you have no shame, no shame. And you say, yes, we are the richest country in the world. But I say to you, you are poor. You are poor and you are needy because you have left the faith. You have walked away from the faith. You have defiled thyself, O you nation. O you nation, can you not hear the intercession of the ones that are crying out on your behalf? O you deaf ones, can you not hear, O you nation of America? I will shake this nation up, but I will keep my own. I will keep my own people. Begin to store. Begin to store. Keep thy pantry full. Keep thy pantry full. It sounds as if it's a fairy tale, but I say unto you, if America is not careful, I will completely dry her out. I will dry her resources. I will dry her wealth. I will take her riches from her completely, and I will make her well completely dry. And she will know. And she will say, nation that had plenty, she will beg other nations. I am tired of you, America. I am fed up of you, America. I am tired of your insolence. I am tired. I am tired. I am tired. I've heard the cry of my people, and I've heard the tears of the saints day and night, and that is what has been keeping you, oh, you rebellious children. But you are getting ready to cut my hand, to move in anger, and I will move so fast, and I will overtake you unawares. When you are not prepared, O ye nation, when you are not prepared, I will shift in and overtake you. And you will wonder, what has happened to us? Then you will really cry. Then you will really bow. Then you will truly, truly cry out. He that has ears, you hear. You that have understanding, understand that the days are evil and it's going to get worse. You that have the mind to understand, understand and hear the sound of the bell of the warning of the king. Hear the sound of the king. Hear the sound of the bell. I sound you a warning. I sound you a warning, O ye nation, O ye nation, O ye nation of America. I sound you a warning. In God we trust. Which God? Which God? Which God? The one you insult? The one you insult, O you nation. The one you insult, O children, O America, you are children. America, you are just like grasshoppers before me. It will not cost me anything to blow you all away. And you say we are protecting our gate. What gate? A defiled gate? Defiled gate? You are protecting your gate. Gate from whom? From the enemy? Enemy is already in. America, the enemy, they are already in. They are already in your midst. They are already in your midst. It is only my mercy and the prayers of the saints that are keeping strong persecution from holding in this land. They are already in. What gate are you protecting? What gate, my children? Ask them, what gate is America protecting? What gate? What gate? What gate? I have sent the angel. I have sent the angel away from the gate of this nation because of her defilement. What? Who is watching it? Who is watching it? Ah, it is not for the prayers of the saints, the true saints, the only handful that I have. Where is the angel that is guarding the gates of the nation? I have told that angel to depart. The angel is gone. The angel is gone. The glory of the Lord is taken away from your gate. Oh, you rebellious children. Rebellious, rebellious, rebellious. They are becoming even worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Why do they choose to anger me so? Why have they chosen to anger me so much like this? Oh, America, the nation that I love, the nation that I gave everything for, that I gave every resource you can think of, even to... Why have they decided to anger me so much? Why have they come and they smacked me on the face several times? And I turned the left cheek and they smacked that. I turned the right, they smacked it. I turned my back, they whipped it. They did all these things to me. And yet I am waiting. I am waiting for them to repent, to repent, to repent, to repent. But they said no. They said no. So my children, if I decide to rain judgment, am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Can you not answer? Can you not answer? Ah, I don't know the difference between those in the world and those that are called by my name. They have all mixed together. They go the same way like a sheep without a shepherd. They swing in the same direction. The same like a bunch of sheep without a leader. Who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you, O you nation? O you nation, who has bewitched you? Have I not been warning? Have I not been telling that the wrath of God is coming upon the nation? And nobody heard me. Nobody. Only a handful. Only a handful are really sensitive to what is going on in the spirit. Oh, you who are truly, truly called by my name. Oh, you really that are truly called by my name. Will you go and sound the warning? Are you afraid also? Will you go and sound the warning? Can you start from the church and begin to warn the church? Because what do you do to useless furniture? You take them out to the garbage and be taken away. I plead with the church to repent. I plead with the church to repent. I plead with the church to repent. I am the lion, the lion, the lion, the lion. When a lion is angry, a lion has no mercy. They have robbed me. They have truly angered me. Angered me. Angered me to the last drop. Can you not see the time? Can you not see the season? Can you not hear about your brethren being killed every day, being persecuted every day? And yet I'm protecting this nation, and yet they feel no one can touch us. They think it's their power. They think it's their might. They think it's what they have. They think it's their resources. But what happens when I decided to dry up the resources of the nation? What will happen? What will happen to them? What will happen to them? Oh, arise, O ye soldiers. Stop sleeping. Soldiers, wake up. Wake up in the realm of the spirit. Wake up and see what is going on. Wake up and give no sleep to your eyes and give no deafness to your ears and begin to move like the joyous army. Can I hear the footsteps of the soldiers? Can I hear the footsteps of the righteous? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Only a handful. Only a handful. Only a handful. People will be surprised. Surprises are coming. Surprises are coming, my people. If care is not taken, surprises are coming even to the church. Even to the church. Surprises are coming. And then only those that hear the sound of the warning and do something about it will know. Yes, indeed, God is justified. Oh, will I do a thing without having witnesses? Will I do a thing without having witnesses? Are you not my witnesses? Are you not my witnesses? Can you not see the time and the season? Can you not see the time and the season? Can you not see what they are doing? Can you not hear what they are saying? Can you not see the reaction of a nation that fears not God? Can you not see it? Can you not see it? He that knows the power of prayer, don't give up now. Don't give up now. Don't give up now. You must continue in prayer. You must continue in prayer. Deep intercession. Not like you know. Call on the Spirit. Call on the Spirit to begin to give you groanings that cannot be uttered. Deep, deep groanings from the altar of God. That's what I need. That's what you need in this nation. Not prayers like you know before now. Not the ones you are used to. But ask the Spirit to release intercession like you have never had before. Because the nation of America is in crisis. You are in crisis, America. You are in crisis. You are in deep crisis. You are in the deep oil. And who can bring you out? It is only I. It is only I. It is only I. It is only I. You must tell them, October Solemn Assembly is not for prayers. If you have 10, let them be 10 that are ready to repent on behalf of the nation. If you are only two will stand. It's not the time to come and associate and start joking and start laughing as though things are okay. You must mourn for the nation. Mourn for the nation. Cry for the nation. Oh, rend thy garments for the nation. Pour ashes on thy head for the nation. For the nation is in trouble. America is in trouble. America is in trouble. America, my people, is in deep, deep turmoil in the spirit, but she cannot see, for she has no eyes to see. She is blind. She cannot hear. All ye that can see, weep for her, for she is in trouble. She is in trouble. She is in trouble. Everything about her is in trouble. You must wail. You must wail. You must wail for her. You must wail for her. You women that have wombs, you must hold thy wombs for her and cry on her behalf. And cry on her behalf because torment is on the way. Torment is on the way. The powers of darkness are getting ready to be released like never before. Then will they say, Where is this God? Where is this God in whom this nation is founded? And they forget that they opened this gate, their gate, and told me to get out. They will forget then that they kicked me out. They told me to go and do not look back because we can do things our own way. But the ways of man will only lead to total destruction. Only a nation that fears God will be blessed. Only a nation that fears me and keeps my precepts will be blessed, my children. I tell you, October is not. It's not for babes. Michael, you hear me? October is not for babes. You warn them. You tell them. You warn them. You tell them. If you are coming to associate, if you are coming to have friends, if you are coming to just come and come together, laughing and joking, it is not a place for you. It is not a place for you. It is not a place for you. It is only for the serious-minded, the repentant heart, the ones that are ready to cry and wail for the nation, for the nation, for the nation, and for the children. They are children. They are children. They are confusing the children. They are confusing the children. The hand of the Lord will be shortened against this nation. If she keeps going the way she's going, the hand of the Lord will be shortened from her. And I will not reach out to her when she begins to wail and cry after the wrath, after the indignation is poured out. Oh, then will I will turn my face from her, because then her iniquity will be plenty upon the face of this nation, and they will spread like wildfire, and I will not see, because I will not behold iniquity. I will refuse to behold iniquity. You tell them, tell the leaders of the church, yes, tell them that I am coming for a visit. Tell them, don't be afraid of anyone. Tell them, thus says the Lord, he is coming to the nations and he is coming to the church to visit. And you know, visit will cause straightening up. My visitation will be a straightening up. It will be a rearrangement. It will be a reorganization. I am coming. I am coming to visit the church. I am coming to visit the one that I placed the world in your hands to watch over. Ah, but you mingled with them. You are part of them. They defile. You too, you defile. They speak one way, you also join in speaking. They dress some kind, you also join. No more difference. No more difference. No more difference. And we say, it's only the heart. He's only looking at the heart. But then indeed, even the heart is impure before me, even the heart. Oh, my people, there is work, serious work like you have never labored before that you must do. I tell you, solemn assembly, I'm giving you a warning now. Solemn assembly in October is not for chickens. It's only for lions, for those that will crucify themselves, lay themselves at the altar, and begin to wail for the nation. Not for sophisticated Christians. I need rugged ones that will cry out and wail, and deeply wail and mourn for the nation. Oh, my children, I will release strategies for you. In this season, I will release strategies of intercession that no man has ever heard, because they will not come from yourself. They will be released from the throne, and you will begin to wail like never before. America, look at the sign, look at the banner being carried of the Lord's wrath against you. Can you not read it? Rebellious nation, you must repent before I can hear you again. America, you must come back with a true heart of repentance and turning, not repentance of the mouth, but repentance from your deepest of heart. And you must turn before I can hear you again. He that disbelieves that the Lord can speak such like this, okay, you wait. When you begin to see, really, then you will know that the Lord has visited tonight. Not as a friend, but as an angry God that is not pleased with the nation. Not pleased with the nation that he loved so much and gave so much and so much to. I come as an angry God tonight. Angry, and in deep pain and sorrow. Deep pain and sorrow. Oh, my people. My people, I love creation. I love my people. I love humanity. I love the people that I made, but they get me so rough. They make me so rough. Move speedily, my people, in repentance. Can you hear? Peradventure, I can just get a handful that will not sleep day and night, will call upon me for the nation. I will relent. But until then, you cannot chase a devil out of a devil. The church has a lot of devils, and you cannot fight a devil with a devil. It will not work. Repentance must come from the church, from the body of Christ, I am a God at hand and not a God afar off. I am a God at hand, not one afar off. Let my people change their ways. Let the church start with the change. Let the church sound a trumpet to the nations. But they can only hear the church if the church herself is in good standing with the Creator. Until now, until then, my people, look at the vengeance of your God coming upon this nation and the children of disobedience. My children, I bless you tonight because you are taking watch. You are keeping watch for the nation. You are keeping watch for the nation. But I say unto you, do not be discouraged. Keep on keeping on. Keep on, for Christ intercedes day and night, regardless of the sin. He still intercedes. He still intercedes. Don't keep silence. Don't you keep silence. Don't you keep silence. Keep crying out. Keep crying out. But I tell you that the October gathering is going to be serious. Some will say it's the usual thing, and we normally do things that we normally do, but things will take place in the realm of the spirit. That is why I need lions. Lions and not chickens. Not chickens. I need those that will stand boldly. You are going to go boldly into the territory of the enemy in the spirit. You will go and confront him. You must be bold. You must be strong. You must be courageous. You must not fear him. You must not fear him. You must not fear him. He is powerless over you, my children. Powerless over you. Completely powerless over you. My children, tonight, I leave you with peace. I leave you with content. I leave you with great content, satisfaction. Let your mind be at peace. Don't cause sleepless nights to yourself. But let everyone just re-examine themselves. Make sure you are in right standing. Make sure you are in right standing. Make sure that if anything should happen, you will not have to regret. I prepared you ahead of time. Enough what is enough for a wise child, for the wise child. But go ye and warn the church to come back on track, to repent of our evil ways towards the Lord, against the Creator, against the founder of the church. Tell her, come back and take her birthright from the world. Take her birthright back. I am the Lord, the beginning and the end of all things. I am the mighty one, great and terrible, mighty in power and battle. I am the undefeated God, uncomparable one. I take no instructions and orders from man. I give orders and I give instructions. No one created me. I was before creation. No one can know how I exist. I existed before the foundation of the world. I am the mighty one that roars like a thunder. I am the one with the voice of many waters. I am the one that can deliver. I am the one that can give away. I am the Lord. I am the King. I am the resurrection. And I want to give back life back to the church because I am the life. I am the life. I leave you with peace. I leave you with peace.